Hey everyone, Dick Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast and life coach extraordinaire. Welcome back to Champion's Mind. 5-Min Sports Focus. Today we're tackling something that affects all of us, even those who nail their free throws every time. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rhythm of activity? This pesky thought's creeping in, whispering doubts and fears. You know what I'm talking about, right? Listen, life's a roller coaster, and sometimes it feels like we're plummeting down the steepest drop imaginable. But here's the thing. Even seasoned athletes experience those dips. The difference is how they handle them. They don't let negativity define their performance or their spirit. So how can we channel that champion mindset when negativity strikes? Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to keep you pumped and positive, even when life throws a curveball your way. First up, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them under a pile of motivational quotes, though those can be helpful. Feeling negative is perfectly normal. It's like getting tackled, it sucks in the moment, but you brush yourself off and get back in the game. Recognize those feelings, give them a little airtime, and then move on. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You wouldn't believe how many times we tell ourselves stories that are completely unfounded. You know, like I can't do this or it's always going to be tough. Hey, I'm not saying everything sunshine and rainbows, but try reframing those thoughts. Instead of I can't, maybe it's I can learn or I can get better. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool, use it wisely. Number 3, focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But dwelling on the things you can't change just adds fuel to the negativity fire. Instead, shift your energy towards what you can influence, your attitude, your effort, your actions. That's where real power lies. Fourth, celebrate small wins. Remember those cheesy victory dances athletes do after scoring a point. It's not about being arrogant, it's about acknowledging progress and building momentum. Did you nail that presentation? Did you finally conquer that tough workout? Give yourself a high five if those victories matter. And lastly, surround yourself with positivity. Think of your life like a team. You wouldn't want to play with a bunch of Debbie Downers, right? Same goes for your inner circle. Seek out people who lift you up, who believe in you, and who inspire you to be your best self. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're starting that big project at work, deadlines looming, pressure mounting, you might feel overwhelmed. But remember these takeaways. Acknowledge those feelings of stress, challenge the negative thoughts like I can't do this, focus on what you can control, your time management and effort, celebrate each small milestone completed, and surround yourself with supportive colleagues who offer encouragement and guidance. You see, positivity isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about approaching it with a resilient mindset. It's about acknowledging the challenges, but choosing to focus on solutions, celebrating progress, and remembering that even champions face setbacks. So, what are you waiting for? Take those nuggets of wisdom and put them into action. Share this episode with someone who could use a little positivity boost, leave a review, or join our online community. Let's keep the conversation going. Remember, every day is a chance to rewrite your narrative. Let's make it a positive one. See you on tomorrow's episode for another dose of Champion's Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.